Sí, yo miré en Facebook. Es que es la primera guagua de comida puertorriqueña en Pittsburgh y yo no me lo voy a perder. Mierda, yo no tengo señal aquí. Mira, se llama Secreto de mi abuelo. ¿Lo podría buscar por mí? Por favor, porfa, porfa. Yo te traigo algo a la casa. ¿Qué quieres? No, yo hago eso mejor que nadie.
Yeah, I work in steel. So does everyone here. Of course, we're part of U.S. Steel now. But I've been in the mill since it was called Carnegie, back in 1892.
I remember in the 80s when steel was just beginning to boom here. But you could still find a decent day's work doing something else. Now the whole town's roped into it. But I guess that comes with being the steel capital of the world.
Did you see what the Times printed last week?
No.
They said last year in 1905, over 17,000 people had been killed, or what did they say, maimed, working in the mills and factories here.
Guess it's cheaper to get another worker than improve safety conditions.
You know what that sounds like.
Grandpa loved to call Pittsburgh the steel capital of the world. It's also where the AFL-CIO got started, the cradle of the labor movement.
He was proud to be a steel worker, and there was no better place for it. I mean, come on. The smoggy city industrial center, home of the Steelers. He lived and breathed this stuff.
Yeah, that's probably why his lungs were so bad. He always loved to brag about how 1/3 of the steel used in World War II came from here.
Really? I didn't know that.
You never heard his little spiel about, I did more for the war effort than half the boys I knew that went overseas.
No.
That was a classic. And he'd always follow it up with some complaint about that Mayor David Lawrence and trying to clean up the city.
Oh, I do remember that. Can't have Pittsburgh without steel. Can't have steel without some smog, so you...
Can't have Pittsburgh without some smog. Oh yeah, another classic of Grandpa.
He basically was Pittsburgh, huh? He tried to keep a whole era alive.
He sure did. Pretty well too, I guess, because here we are still talking about it.
The Green Gazebo can be a pleasant point to take a rest if you need one. Otherwise, start audio track 9 and continue up the sidewalk.